every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you for another week. Obviously, we're going to be talking about the World Series wrap-up, and we're right into the hot stove, if you want to call it, the off-season, player awards, manager awards. We got some surprising opt-ins to talk about, and opt-outs, obviously. Tons to talk about on tonight's show, so as always, we'll try our very best to get through it and provide as much content as we can and information and opinions and everything else. So before we get there, obviously, want to thank you all for being a part of the nation. Hopefully you enjoyed the World Series as much as Nolan and myself did. I think most of the world, I mean, we'll talk about the numbers that came in. I mean, viewing audience, biggest since 2017 for Game 7, and it should have been. I mean, what a series. Fantastic, unbelievable, and just great for baseball all the way around. I'm sure they're thrilled. At the head office in New York, they have to be. How can they not be? It was just... One of a lifetime of memories, bringing in new fans. Do they stay in baseball? I don't know if they stay in baseball. Hopefully they do and learn to love it the same way as we all do, dirtbags. That's all we can hope for sure. And for any fan that was out there, I think changed a lot of opinions and a lot of minds and just a lot of excitement for sure to end the 2025 season and move into the 2026 season, off season. Spring training is right around the corner, as crazy as that sounds, but it's the truth. That's the reality. So there's going to be a lot of happenings going on over the next month, I would think. I can't expect teams to sit around and wait, but again, we'll talk about it on the show tonight. So before we get there, again, thank you for being a part of the nation. To all our servicemen and women out there around the world, can't thank you enough for doing what you do every single day. So Nolan, myself, and the rest of the Dirtbag Nation can do what we do, and that's be a player, a parent, a coach, a trainer, any facet of this game at all levels, just to be able to enjoy it day in, day out. That's what it's all about. And so can't thank you enough for doing what you do, as we always say, and we mean it from the bottom of our hearts. So hopefully if you were out there playing yourselves this week, you had a great week, a lot of success, a lot of memorable moments of your own for sure, whether that was in the backyard playing with your friends or out in a real game or wherever it was, and that's the bottom line. So settle in, get your favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back after the break. Get up, get after it, get dirty.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice. So many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat. Grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Kohl's Black Friday deals are dropping early. you can save up to 50% throughout the store all weekend. Yep, call it what you want. Manifestation, luck, fate. The point is, it's happening. Plus, you'll earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent on Friday. Shop early Black Friday deals at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. And thank the universe later. Select styles up to 50% off valid November 7th through 9th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Macy's Veterans Day sale is one of your best chances to save big on furniture and mattresses. That's because you'll find great deals on our best sellers, like our exclusive Radley 5-piece sectional, delivered to any room in your home with white glove delivery for $25.98, and so many top brand mattresses at 20 to 60% off, plus an extra 20% off closeouts. So come in, try it all out, and get an incredible deal today at Macy's Veterans Day sale. Savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, lots to talk about, so let's get after it, brother.
All right, obviously, just give the quick recap. Shout out to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Everybody knows that they won the World Series. Got to give a lot of credit to Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Don't know how the heck he came back on a day, not even a day's rest, and threw pretty quality innings in that World Series to help them get the job done. Got to give a lot of credit there. Obviously, us being local Toronto people, Bo Bichette hits that home run. They go up 4-1. A lot of high hopes. Jeff Hoffman, I mean, all regular season kind of stunk. We were saying that postseason turned into a different beast. And then, unfortunately, just one bad pitch. I mean, I still give him credit. He still threw a dominant postseason, unfortunately. That's how his season gets remembered, as he lets up the game tire to Miguel Rojas. Shane Bieber obviously lets up the game winner to Will Smith. And honestly, I mean, tough luck. Tough luck for the Blue Jays. Tip my cap to the Dodgers. Not much else to say on that one. Everybody kind of knows the results, so we don't need to dive too far into that.
No, no question about it. You know, three bad pitches or tough pitches that, you know, Scherzer would want one back. And like you said, Hoffman and Bieber. But that's baseball, man. That's the way it goes. They were only solo shots. Jays had lots of guys in scoring position. Couldn't manufacture, get it done in game seven. I mean, obviously, Addison Barger has the ball that gets stuck in the outfield in game six. That could have been a game changer. Hey, could have, should have, would have, right? But at the end of the day, we always talk about culture, and we've talked about that right from the very beginning, Nolan. And you know it as well, Dirtbags, if you've been with us since the very beginning. And building the culture, and I think that's what you – obviously, the Dodgers have their Dodgers culture. It's established. The world knows what it is. Baseball world, I'm talking about. And now, hopefully, from watching social media and everything else that goes on, the world also knows what the Toronto Blue Jays are all about as a culture right now. And another point I want to make before you jump back in, Nolan, is we started talking about it 2 years ago when it gets to playoffs, right? Getting back to my generation of baseball. Contact hitting, grinding out, bunting if you need to bunt, moving runners over, great defense. And we thought it was going to come around. And sure enough, you saw the Toronto Blue Jays do it. I mean, for me, what a month of baseball to be able to watch. Yankee series, great. Mariner series, outstanding. World Series, indescribable. It was phenomenal. I mean, I am okay any way you break it down. I mean, sure, it would have been nice to see the Blue Jays win the World Series, break up the Dodgers, run if you want to or whatever and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, wow, what a month of getting to sit back and just watch really gritty dirtbag style baseball. I loved it.
Yeah, okay, jumping over to some news, obviously, that's happened so far. Obviously, quite a few opt-outs, but let's jump into it. Obviously, you were just kind of talking about culture and everything like that. Shane Bieber coming back to the Toronto Blue Jays.
I like that.
He opted in. Obviously, I mean, us being from Toronto area, like we kind of said earlier, you heard about a lot of the players' wives. And I don't mean in a negative manner. I mean, in a very positive manner. Every single one of them kind of came forward, and they were just as devastated as the actual players themselves, saying this was such a tight-knit group, such a brotherhood, if you want to call it that, for obviously the guys on the team. They love playing with each other, which, I mean, I guess that had to weigh pretty heavily into Shane Bieber's decision. Also, the fact that they just went to Game 7 of the World Series. Like, he's going to come back. He's probably going to be the number 3 or 4 starter this year. I got to imagine they rock with you. Savage at 1, Gausman 2, Berrios, and Bieber in some 3-4 capacity, and then they get a hole at 5, which, I mean, as it currently stands, I'd be very surprised if that's not Chris Bassitt coming back as the number 5, but at least they got options now.
Well, they got options, and they got a ton of money now. I mean, but that's a huge boost right out of the gate for the Blue Jays to get Bieber to opt in at $16 million in this day and age. And for me as a baseball fan, it's great to see him. I'm not saying go against the players or whatever and stuff like that, but believe in his conviction and not just to say how much his wife and him loved the transition of coming to the Jays and everything it meant to them, but proving it, going ahead and proving it and saying, let's go ahead and let's start right now. I'm in. Go out there. We know that they got to replace Bo Bichette potentially if they don't re-sign him. They've got Max Scherzer. They've got Chris Bassitt, free agents. They got to replace them. If not, bring them back. Those will be decisions to be made. But, I mean, there's good pitchers out there to be had too as well. But that's a great starting place for the Toronto Blue Jays. There's no question. And to your point, Nolan, dirtbags, it was unbelievable. Max Scherzer's wife just saying it was the first time in 18 years that they didn't want a season to end. Usually you're wanting to go back home or whatever and not settle in with the family was what she had said. And they just didn't want it to end. They just wanted to carry on for 2 and 3 and 4 more weeks. That's I've never heard of it. I've never honestly heard any team have that kind of a postseason response. So that's overwhelming. I mean, again, culture, intent, purpose, vision. It's all right there. So great job. Great job by them.
Braves exercised the $18 million option to keep Chris Sale in town for one more year. Not sure what the Braves are thinking right now. I mean, don't get me wrong. Obvious move. I don't know if they're going to trade him. I don't know if they're going all in for next year. I really don't know. Because the Braves are one of those wild card teams. Let's be honest, Kirk. They're one of those wild card teams that I think just had a horrible year this year. Obviously, they go out, they get Walt Weiss earlier this week to be the new manager. Guy that's been with the organization now for a few years, former Colorado Rockies manager. So, I mean, he's got the experience and everything like that. That's it. It depends on what AA wants to do. And Alex Anthopoulos isn't going to be content with being, what, fourth place? Third place, chance. I guess, sorry, in the National League East this year. So, I mean, hey, I gotta imagine that they're going to try and go all in. Like, you got most of the boys coming back. So, that'll be an interesting offseason to see what Atlanta does.
Well, and especially with Weiss, you know, former shortstop with the legend of the Atlanta Braves, Bobby Cox, and stuff like that. So, he knows what it is. He's sat beside Snitker for a few years in that. He knows what Atlanta is. He knows what it means. So, he's obviously got to have a clear vision, and he expressed it openly and obviously got the job from Alex Anthopoulos. So, you know, exactly right. I mean, Braves aren't going to settle down and sit on their hands. There's no question. And it's a tough division. Washington's only going to get better. I have to assume they're going to go out and get a couple players. Philadelphia has to. They've got no choice in the matter. They've got to figure out what they need to do with Dombrowski. And the Mets are going to be, you know, as aggressive as ever. And try everything in their power to bring in a team. So Absolutely. I think it was a good signing for by the Braves, taking Weiss, and it gets the ball started. And, hey, let's see where it takes them.
One thing that the Philadelphia Phillies can't do is sign a catcher by the name of Salvador Perez, because the captain's going back to Kansas City. 2-year, $25 million. Obviously, kind of a no-brainer. Salvi's been there his whole career, gets to retire as a Kansas City Royal. I'd imagine they just keep signing him basically to one-year deals. He already had a one-year option at $13.5 million that basically the Royals pretty much just added on an additional year to that to get up to the 2-year, $25. Hey, he's a Royal as long as he wants to be a Royal.
Well, you all know what we think of Salvi here. There's no question about it. The captain for a reason, and it was the right thing to do. I mean, as long as he wants to play and he can keep doing what he does, I mean, how do you not do it with the Royals? It's that simple. So another great signing or add-on, like you said, 1 year.
Yeah, and then just basically final bit of news. Jack Flaherty re-ups with the Detroit Tigers, $20 million option. Trevor Story won't opt out of his $55 million left on the Boston Red Sox deal, so he'll be back. And then finally, Yu Darvish, Tommy John, done for 26.
Yeah, 12 to 15 months for sure. So, and I think the last one, Nolan, the White Sox picked up Robert's $20 million option for 26. So, I mean, they had no choice in that matter. They have to. So that's the bottom line. But some very interesting things for this point in time for me, honestly, in that usually these things don't happen. So anyways, we're going to be right back after the break. Dirtbags, keep getting after it.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, let's talk award season.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, MLB just released their player awards, according to the Baseball Writers Association. Start out with the MVPs. I don't think we really need to jump into Jose Ramirez being third place again for the American League side. We know it's going to be a two-man race between Aaron Judge and Mr. Cal Raleigh. I mean, you guys all know what we hope and want, at least myself. I think Kirk is on board with kind of my train of thought with Cal Raleigh should be MVP, and I don't think it should have been particularly close, but after listening to every single one of the writers out there, it sounds like Aaron Judge is going to be MVP again. And that's not a knock on Aaron Judge. Don't get me wrong. Fantastic season. Absolutely. Like his WRC plus thingamajigger, that advanced stat that I never fully understand, means he's worth, what, 2.2 times what an average player is? Like it was like 220 or whatever he finished up with. War over 10 again, like, fantastic gear. Kyle Raleigh was a catcher, and he dropped 60 bombs, switch hitter. To me, played every day. He should win it. I think it's going to be Aaron Judge, though.
Well, you hit the nail on the head with Jose Ramirez. I mean, number three again, probably. I mean, you saw a bit of the frustration come out of him this summer and stuff like that with the Cleveland Guardians. I mean, if you're a Guardians dirtbag out there listening, you got to be devastated. I mean, what do you have, 30-plus home runs and 40-plus steals? He's going to end up third in the MVP. That's crazy.
It's like his 10th year of finishing third, it seems like. Wow. Every year he's top three and he finishes third.
And just not enough accolades talked about. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I mean, the guy's a stud.
He's the most underrated Hall of Famer of all time.
Oh, my gosh. He's unbelievable. And, I mean, you Guardians dirtbags, like I said, I mean, you know it. I mean, we all know it, but you really know it. So, I mean, I'd love to see Cal Raleigh get it or whatever, and that, but I just as much Jose Ramirez. My God. I mean, yeah, devastating for that guy because what a player, I mean, that could potentially never get an MVP. That's unbelievable. That's how tough this game is when you're on the elite of this game. So, I mean, hey. National League, obviously. I mean, Shohei Ohtani, Kyle Schwarber, Juan Soto. I think we pretty much know it's going to Shohei. Might get surprised before it's all said and done.
I don't think there's much of a surprise. As much as I've said it for, I guess, 6 months now, 5 months since June, that I believe it's Schwarber. I still believe it's Schwarber. I think he played a more crucial role to a team having success than Shohei Ohtani did, but I mean, yeah, the writers, they're all kind of saying it's going to be Shohei again, and I guess that's kind of that, so.
That's the way it is. Let's talk Cy Young. American League. Tarek Skubal, reigning Cy Young. Garrett Crochet from the Boston Red Sox. Hunter Brown, Houston Astros.
The crazy thing is, I think that this is not even going to be close.
But it should,
that is a legitimate three-way race. Like, Hunter Brown, for the better part of three quarters of the season, had a legitimate argument for being AL Cy Young. Garrett Crochet, all season, basically, had a legitimate argument for being Cy Young. And I think it's got to be Tarek Skubal. I just got that feeling that I think most of the writers have already kind of teed him up as a two-time Cy Young winner.
Well, every year, it's, I mean, great competition, right? But when I look at those three, like I can't find a fault in any of them being in the finalists.
Oh.
That is an amazing class of finalists. There's no question about it.
Same on the National League side, though, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yamamoto, Skeens, and Wheeler.
No, Christopher Sanchez.
Christopher
Sanchez, yeah. And it would have been Wheeler, too, if Wheeler was actually healthy. But, I mean, no, Christopher Sanchez obviously took it to a whole nother level this year. He looked like a future ace for the Philadelphia Phillies. Like, you lose Wheeler, obviously, that's a huge one. The way that Sanchez stepped up down the stretch run, I'm like, hey, good for you, man. You really carried the pitching side of it for the Philadelphia Phillies all the way into the playoffs, gave him a fighting chance and everything like that. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, obviously, there's a reason why he got the contract he did. Looks legitimate. Obviously, playoffs don't count, but if playoffs counted, I think he'd win the Cy Young. But obviously, it's going to be Paul Skeens. Just a dominant year from Paul Skeens.
Yeah, he hasn't missed a beat. It's as simple as that. There's no question about it. Let's jump over to the rookies, Nolan. This is interesting for me. American League's, for me, is, I mean, the National League's tough too or whatever and that, but the American League isn't really tough for me. I think Nick Kurtz is going to get it. Jacob Wilson, we all know how unbelievably he started the season. And, I mean, he finished strong too or whatever and stuff like that. And then Mr. Anthony in Boston. But he just doesn't have enough playing time for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, Anthony at three, I think, was Boston Red Sox paying the writers just to get him into the top three so he can earn a little extra cash on the side. No disrespect. I mean, he had a good year, but like you said, he gets called up, what, end of May? I think it was like right around May 2-4, give or take.
I think later than that, even.
Was it? Okay, yeah. Yeah, I know that he wasn't called up early enough to really be in the consideration when you're looking at Wilson and Nick Kurtz.
Not a chance.
I mean, Nick Kurtz, by the time that Anthony came up, Nick Kurtz got hot. Obviously, he has the 4 home run game there in Houston. What did he finish with, like 39 and 100-plus RBIs or something like that?
Yeah,
like the numbers were just off the charts. Obviously, he's going to win it. Like you said, Jacob Wilson had a fantastic rookie year. No knock on him. If you're the Athletics, you're loving life. Like, you got two young studs that look the part of franchise guys when you get into Vegas.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to be excited if you're Athletics dirtbags out there for sure, because that's two exciting players. Soderstrom's really good too, stuff like that. So if they get a pitching staff going and stuff like that, they're going to be good.
Yeah.
They're going to be good. National League, talk about it, Nolan.
Yeah, I mean, this one to us, this is to be, I think, the biggest toss-up out of the major awards. You got Cade Horton of the Chicago Cubs, who I believe will probably win it. Caleb Durbin from the Milwaukee Brewers, and Drake Baldwin from the Atlanta Braves. And Drake Baldwin and Cade Horton, I mean, the two of them, they were kind of your favorites for basically 4 months. Like, Durbin had a fine rookie year. It's not like any of them really jumped out off of the table. But, I mean, Drake Baldwin obviously came up. Looks like a great catcher for the Atlanta Braves. They got a good one there. And then, obviously, Cade Horton. I mean, the job that he did filling in for Justin Steele. And really, I mean, Shota Imanaga going down. Not exercising his player option for next year. They're going to expect Cade Horton to take another step next year. And, I mean, to be fair, he looked the part of a major league pitcher this year all the way throughout.
Unbelievable performances. Exactly. Like you said, you lose Justin Steele early in the season and stuff. You're looking for anybody you can get your hands on at that point in time because it's unexpected. And he just leveled up. Great job. I agree with you. I got a feeling that it's going to be Horton. Again, Baldwin gives Atlanta Braves fans a lot of confidence in the defense and provides enough offense for me as a catcher that, you know what? He's a typical Braves catcher back there
They got a good problem there.
Yeah.
You got Sean Murphy and him behind the dish.
I mean,
it's a nice problem.
Yeah, no question about it. So here's one that's interesting for me, Nolan, the managers of the year. Managers always get, you know, well, what value do you have on a manager? Well, I'll tell you, man, you look at these six that are finalists in the two leagues, American League, Stephen Voit, John Schneider, Dan Wilson. That's a lot of culture, a lot of leadership. John, like we said, we've beat on him over the years and stuff like that, but this year, I mean, they built a great program around him, no question about it. But I did see a lot of leadership qualities come out of him this year. Worst to first from the end of May, basically. Dan Wilson, I mean, did a phenomenal job with Seattle.
In his first full year with them.
I mean, you're not going to be too disappointed with any of those guys winning it.
And the crazy thing was, I think it was A.J. Hinch's award until middle of August.
Yeah, it was. You're right. I mean, if I'm going on, I mean, obviously Dan Wilson had to knock off the Houston Astros, and he did. But I look at John Schneider knocking off the American League East to win it at the end.
Yeah.
To me, you just can't put enough value on the American League East. It's just a juggernaut. And to be able to do that, hey, I got to give my hat to him.
No, I'm same boat.
For sure.
To me, I didn't really think that one was overly close, but yeah, I mean, I got to give it to Schneider, and that's the funny thing, considering 5 months ago I was saying fire him.
Exactly. National League, Pat Murphy trying to win back-to-back since replacing Craig Counsell. Robbie Thompson in Philadelphia, I'd like to see that one get in there. Absolutely. And Terry Francona, Hall of Famer. You talk about a culture changer.
Yeah, no, that's that to me, Tito.
Like,
I think it's cut and dry. I think Tito wins it. And obviously Tito's got the Writers Association backing him and everything like that for the job that he's done. He will be a Hall of Famer, obviously, once he's retired officially. But I mean, you just look at the job that he did with Cincinnati, especially to get him into the playoffs there at the back half of the season. Like, he managed that team about as perfectly as you could. Move Noel V. Marte out to right field. Get your Cabrian Hayes in at third base. Shore up the defense. Make better offense. All right, get the ball rolling. Get into the playoffs.
I mean, all six of them. Like I said at the top, I mean, great job by each and every one of them. I think every one of them undeniably deserves to be on that finalist list. Because that's leadership, it's knowledge, it's experience, it's guidance, and that's what a manager does. He does all those things. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This Veterans Day, we honor the brave individuals who have served in our nation's military. Upon returning home, many may face service-connected health challenges. ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, is an incurable neurodegenerative disease affecting the nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord and can cause people to lose the ability to move, speak, swallow, and eat on their own. Veterans are twice as likely than those who haven't served in the military to develop this disease. U.S. Army veteran Ed lives with ALS.
Living with ALS isn't easy, but the discipline and grit I gained during my time in the military have carried me through. My experience has shown me how important it is to talk openly about the disease so others can truly understand. I hope my story inspires more veterans with ALS to join the Share Your Story community.
To hear more stories from people living with ALS and to learn more about the opportunity to share your story, visit shareyouralsstory.com/radio. This message is sponsored by Mitsubishi Tanabe Pharma America.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Kohl's Black Friday dropped early, and you might want to stretch before shopping, because with up to 50% off beauty faves, cozy coats, home finds, and more, you'll be lunging for deals, loading your cart, and moving muscles you forgot you had. All while earning $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Shop Kohl's early Black Friday deals now. Just try not to pull anything. Select styles, offers end November 9th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Lots of curtain call questions coming in about our thoughts and opinions on Pete Alonso and Alex Bregman opting out of their contracts again. Trying free agency again. For me, Dirtbags, both of them are very interesting because I thought they had pretty good contracts. They've got Scott Boras, obviously, as their agent. He still manages to get contracts done somehow, some way. I'm not just sure this year that it can be done, with next year being the last of the collective bargaining agreement. And we don't know what that's going to look like moving forward into 2027. You've heard our thoughts and opinions for the last few weeks on it and stuff like that. Unless Scott can manage to navigate Buster Posey in San Francisco, let's say, to compete with the Dodgers. It's just an example. Some of those competing teams to jump in there and give his clients the extension, the long-term contract that they're looking for. I don't know, man. I don't think it gets done, to be honest with you. I don't know if they come out with as good of a contract as they signed last year. I really don't. They might end up looking at a one-year contract.
Well, I mean, I think Pete Alonso depends on Kyle Schwarber. I'll just get that out of the way right now. I think that's kind of what he's contingent upon. If Schwarber re-ups on a, I don't know, we'll say a four-year $120 million, right? He'll probably get a little more than that, but I'm just saying he's 33. He'll be 37 by the time the contract's done. Let's just say he gets a four-year $120 million to go somewhere else. I think the Phillies would offer Alonso a contract. I don't think Alonso wants to go back to the Mets. I get that he wants the long term. I got him going to a few different places if he doesn't re-up with the Mets. One of them being the Mariners, if the Mariners don't re-up Josh Naylor. Arizona, I don't think will want to pay the money for him, but I think that that might be an interesting landing spot. San Francisco, he's not going to go there. I'm just trying to name some NL teams now, just off the top of my head. Atlanta, obviously, he's not going there. They got Matt Olson. Mets, I mean, that's always the fallback, but based on how it went last year, I can't see that being a good fit if he already opted out of it. It kind of leaves me with the Phillies.
Yeah.
Maybe the Cubs. Maybe the Cubs is a DH. But even that, I think that that's a big one. And that's contingent upon Kyle Tucker not re-upping with the Cubs and Seiya Suzuki having to play a full-time role in the outfield.
And Michael Busch did a pretty nice job over there for them, too, all season long. So, obviously, you give him a bit of a DH role with that as well. I don't know if Pete Alonso's ready for that type of stuff yet. I think he still wants to be on the field. I think he still enjoys being on the field, and it helps his overall game, to be quite honest with you. So, I don't know on that one. Bregman's just going to be interesting. Maybe he aligns with Detroit this year. I don't know if he likes Detroit. I'm really not sold on it because I'm sure he had a good opportunity last year with them as well, and it didn't get done. So, but again, he could be a Philly too, because there's talk about, you know, moving Baum.
So, Alec Baum, yeah.
So who knows, right? Like, it'll be interesting to see. I don't know. I hope it works out for them. I'm not sure, and I'm not sold on whether it does or not. So, but they do want to know, the Dirtbags, Nolan, about free agency. I mean, and why not? I mean, that's what we're in. Let's get going with it and stuff like that. Let's talk about it as much as we can, for sure. So, obviously, Kyle Tucker's number one on the board by MLB. What are you thinking? Where's some landing spots?
Well, everybody's going to hate me, but you know where the money is.
Yeah.
And you know what's going to happen. Teo dropped a ball. I mean, you talked about it off air. I'm giving you credit for this one, Kirk. And the second you said it, I'm like, this SOB is correct. Because the Dodgers will be right in on Kyle Tucker. And that's the last thing that people want to hear. Now, do I think the Yankees will be in on him? Sure. Do I think the Boston Red Sox will be in on him? Sure. The Cubs, obviously, I think they have to be in on him. In some capacity, like, they had a year to try and get a deal done. Obviously, nothing got done, but still, I can't imagine you just traded a couple of pieces, just let them walk in a year. You're going to have to be the rich of the rich to be in on them. Maybe the Mets. Maybe the Mets to play left field. Or I guess right field, and they move Soto over to left field. But I'm just convinced the Dodgers.
Yeah, I agree with you. And again, I think just knowing the personality and looking at him from the outside, looking in, if you will, or whatever, and that, I think he is a culture guy. I think he is a quiet guy that loves just simple professionalism across the board. And I'm not sure every team provides that to him, right? I think he's a very intelligent guy, so he's going to very methodically put his way through it. And he can wait as long as he wants. He's earned that right. That's why he's a free agent now. But as soon as Teoscar dropped that ball or whatever, misplayed that ball on Varsho that ended up going for a triple, I was like, oh boy, here we go again. They're going to lock up Kyle Tucker with the Dodgers. So again, like you said, probably most of you out there don't want to hear that, but that's just part of the reality for us. So obviously we got Alex Bregman and Kyle Schwarber at 2 and 3. We just talked about them a little bit. Schwarber's going to have his options. He's going to have his options. People will line up for him because, I mean, even though he's 32, I mean, the last 4 years with the Phillies, I mean, just proven over and over again his whole career.
There's 30 teams in baseball that
absolutely
want him.
Absolutely. So let's jump down to number 4. This is the interesting one because I think he's pretty much, other than Jorge Polanco, that's on the board as a true shortstop, Bo Bichette. Obviously a huge bounce back year. Getting the 3-run shot to start the game off or whatever in game 7, big boost. And it's not a difference maker and stuff like that, but, you know, it excites you. There's no question about it. You know, I honestly think the Blue Jays will do everything in their power to bring him back. I'm not just sure if it's at second base, though, where we saw him playing. And not just because it was an injury. We've talked about it forever, right? Scouts have talked about it forever. It's what Bo Bichette is willing to do. So I think the Braves will certainly have a big, long talk with him. Anybody that's in need of shortstops will have a big, long talk with him. But I also think he wants that championship. I can't imagine he's just going to a team for the highest dollars. He doesn't have that kind of personality. He wants to be in playoffs. He wants to be there every single year. So I think the Braves give him a good opportunity to do that.
Yeah, no, I could see the Braves, obviously, with the Alex Anthopoulos connection, too. Like, that one makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of tough, actually, on that one. Because, like you said, like, if I'm the Jays, and I know that we've talked about it for years, and, like, realistically, that's the only way that he's coming back to Toronto. I have that conversation. I say, hey, listen, if you're coming back, you're Marcus Semien. Like, you're playing second base. You're not playing shortstop. Andrés Giménez will be our shortstop. You got to be okay with being a second baseman. And even that, heck, I'm still giving him that 7-year $175. Like, I'm giving him the Marcus Semien contract. I'm telling him straight 100%. Up, that's what you are to us. You are a starting second baseman. You will help us out. He's one of the best offensive players in the game. It's that simple to me. Like, there's no debate in that. He was going to lead the American League for hits again this year. He's good for 20-plus. He's going to hit you 300. I get he's not going to steal bases or anything like that. But I'm saying in terms of what a second baseman can give you, absolutely, he's one of the top second basemen. Shortstop, he's underwhelming defensively and good enough offensively to kind of make up for the indifference.
Let's jump over to some pitchers, man. So, I mean, obviously not quite the class that last year was and stuff like that, but very, very good pitchers that are out there. So, Dylan Cease. Can the Padres bring him back? Or is he going somewhere else? Because you got Dylan Cease if you're the Padres. You got Yu Darvish, like we talked about at the top of the show.
Michael King.
AJ Preller's got some work to do, right? He's got some work to do. But I don't know. I don't know if they line up with the Padres and stuff.
No, I think tell you the truth, I think he's going to be a Texas Ranger.
Wow. Okay. All right. Got Dylan Cease going to Texas. What about Framber Valdez?
Boston.
Whoo. Framber and Garrett Crochet. That'd be sweet.
Well, I'm just looking at it. You think about the horses the Yankees got.
Absolutely.
Like, you got to go toe-to-toe with the Yankees. And the Blue Jays just went to the World Series. It's that cut and dry. They just went to the World Series. You got to figure out how to get back there. I think they go after Framber.
Orioles got to sneak in there somewhere. I don't know where they sneak in, but so they got to start doing that. And the Rays, too, you're right. So staying with the Padres, Michael King, another very good one.
Yeah, see, this is a tough one because he is, I mean, every team in baseball wants a Michael King.
Yeah, they do.
Like, he just turned into a stud of a pitcher with San Diego. No, I think San Diego's got as good of a chance to re-up him as anybody out there. I think he liked his time in San Diego. But you know what? I'm going to go kind of crazy here. I'm going to say Kansas City Royals.
Ooh.
Falling in the footsteps of Seth Lugo.
Maybe. I don't know if they have enough money for him or whatever, and that'd be nice to see, that's for sure. No question about it. So, Ranger Suarez.
Yeah.
It's a good middle of the rotation lefty. Yeah. Really, really, really good.
Milwaukee.
Ooh, I like that.
I don't think he's going to command a huge contract. I think Milwaukee's a nice spot for him, especially with Freddie Peralta coming up on free agency. I think that's a move that makes sense. You got to replace Woodruff anyways.
Absolutely. So I want to talk about that too, Nolan. We got just over 2 minutes left in this segment. So we'll carry on with the free agents as we go along them and obviously announce them week to week. But we talk about culture. We talk about the business in general and stuff like that. I want to talk Tarik Skubal because we've obviously during the playoffs, we already started hearing about some trade rumors on him. To me, that's devastating. That's devastating. Like I really hope they can get rid of that type of stuff. I know it's always going to happen, stuff like that, but a player like that, the Ilitch family with Detroit, they've got the money. I mean, unless you're just getting blown out of the water for that guy, sign him. He is a horse. He is a stud. And to me, for me personally, Dirtbags, I don't like to hear that. I don't like to see that. When you're talking about that level of a player in your organization that you developed and brought along and has proven that he deserves to be there. I realize it's a business. It is a business at the end of the day. But, I mean, at some point, the Tigers have money to be able to make a contract like that. Yeah, it's going to cost $300 and $400 million maybe. But they had that money. You just saw what Yamamoto did for the Dodgers at 325, World Series MVP. I mean, you win one, you go to a World Series even. The Jays with Vladimir Guerrero, it's already paid the contract. George Springer's $168 million 6 years ago, or well, 5 years ago. He's still got one more year or whatever, and that one swing to put them in the World Series, paid for the contract. Sometimes you just got to gamble and take that chance, and I think Tarik Skubal, for me, is a guy that you gamble on.
Yeah, you don't have to ask me. They've let too many aces walk. Like, that is a deal that I don't care what it takes. You're the Ilitch family. End of the day, you guys dominated hockey for decades. Figure out how to dominate baseball, too. Get it done. Get whatever it takes, but make it happen. We'll be right back here, Dirtbags.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
So my final thought this week, the Contemporary Ballot Boys all got nominated. Guess who's back? Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens. The steroid era, fellas. Now, that being said, obviously, there's more guys than just those two. Like, there's a good class here. I'm not going to lie to you. I actually like it. Besides those two, there's eight people in total, right? So you have Barry Bonds, you have Roger Clemens, you have Carlos Delgado, Jeff Kent, Donnie Baseball, Dale Murphy, Gary Sheffield, Fernando Valenzuela. Fernando Valenzuela, get him out of there. I don't know why he's even in that class. Gary Sheffield, one of the home run boys, 500 bombs. If Bonds and Clemens get in, he deserves in. Jeff Kent, obviously the best offensive second baseman of all time. I think that's fair to say. He deserves a fair chance considering he was a second baseman and he was the best at it. Offensively, obviously. Carlos Delgado basically is your, Fred McGriff. Fred McGriff from a couple years ago. Similar stats. Obviously, Delgado has the four home run game. He's got the close to 500 home runs. Donnie Baseball, story tells itself. Don't know if he was necessarily a Hall of Fame player, but definitely a Hall of Fame personality and everything like that. And Dale Murphy, obviously, an Atlanta Brave for a very long time, and he had a fantastic career. So this one's going to be interesting. I can see at least two guys getting into the Hall of Fame. Now, that being said, I think it's time for the steroid boys to get in.
I'll leave that one alone or whatever. And Donnie Baseball for me and stuff. Obviously legends up and down that list or whatever. I wouldn't want to be one of the voters. There's no question. I don't want to sit on that table at all, other than for Donnie Baseball. So, great final thought. Can't thank you enough for listening, Dirtbags. Can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation. Servicemen and women, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you're still playing, still have baseball on your table, wherever you are out there in the listening world, we wish you a great week, a dirty week, a fantastic week. But what a great season 2025 was. All kinds of tremendous rookies that came up. The athleticism that was saw across the board. What a fantastic season. What a great ending to it. Going game seven, extra innings. They say it could be the best of all time. I don't know. That's for just thoughts and opinions. But what a fantastic 2025. There's no question about it. And we still got a lot to go before it's all said and done. So, but unfortunately, it is that time, Dirtbags. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.